He's been good.
Amen. Yes, he has.
I want to thank the mayor, of course, this morning, the music, and Minister Bennett, Reverend Gallanton, and my brothers who came to support me. All right? And since this is... All right. Since this is an online sermon until we can get back into the church house, this morning we are lifting a passage of scripture from Matthew, the 4th chapter, verse 2, the 10th verses, and it reads thusly. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread." Listen to Jesus. Jesus answered him and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down." The devil said, "For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." From this, I chose, when we are tempted, all right? Brothers and sisters, let me go to the throne of grace first. Father God, we come this morning to worship you. And I come, Father God, asking for your guidance and direction. And we ask, Father God, that all the persons who are watching us this morning, we ask that you bless them, give them what they need, because you are the only one who knows what they need. And we ask it in the mighty and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, in our story today, we will discover that God sometimes will lead us to a place where he can get our attention by specific command for his own teaching purposes for our growth, where he can test us in the path of faith and obedience. Matthew is the only gospel to mention the word church of the four gospels. He sought to prove to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ, the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Matthew writes to show that Jesus is the king to whom God has given power and authority to redeem humankind. After Jesus' baptism, the Father and the Holy Spirit confirmed that Jesus was God's beloved Son. The Father and the Spirit publicly endorsed the Son for his mission. Notice that the temptation of the Son was God's idea. The Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. God was not on defensive in this matter. He was on the offensive, demonstrating the superiority of his sons over Satan, the tempter. In the wilderness, a person learns dependence upon God. Believers cannot sustain life in the wilderness without the benevolence of a merciful God. Witnesses, wilderness provide a place where one is forced to think, to plan, and to prepare the kingdom ministry. And you would ask me, why did God test his son this way? The Bible declares Jesus as the son, the second man, our last Adam. The first Adam was tested in the garden when he gave in to the tempter and got the human race kicked into the wilderness of sin. The last Adam, Jesus, went into the wilderness to defeat the tempter so that Christ can escort us back to the heavenly God. God drew Jesus into the wilderness where he could speak to him concerning his ministry. In the wilderness, a person learns dependence upon God. It is crucial to notice that Satan tempted Jesus in the same three areas we are tempted today. In 1 John, our temptings are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was hungry. Satan approached him saying, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." God's words are found in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Jesus spoke of spiritual food. He used a natural human term to convey a spiritual thought. When we fast, we give up a physical craving to fulfill a more significant spiritual need. Jesus had fasted for 40 days and nights. Fasting prioritizes feeding the spirit with prayer and fellowship with God, as opposed to overfeeding the stomach. The devil had been watching Jesus go without food. He knows what we are up to too, and direct his temptations accordingly. If Jesus, the living word, needed to use the written word to deal with the enemy of God's word, how much more do we need to use the word of God when we are tempted during our wilderness experiences? It is good to know that God will always guide us when we enter our wilderness season. While the devil will tempt us to sin, Defeated in this testing, the devil turned to his next area of temptation. The second area of tempting was the devil taking Jesus to the holy city. He had him stand in the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." The devil misquoted or omitted the words of Psalms 91, verses 11 and 12. "To keep you in all your ways." Satan knows the Bible. We need, and let me say that again. Satan knows the Bible. He knows to omit words because we need to know. All right? We need to study the Bible, otherwise we will not be a match for the tempter. Jesus said to Satan from Deuteronomy 6:16, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." This temptation was in the area of religion or the lust of the eye. The devil asked Jesus to demonstrate that he was the Son of God. That came from Matthew 3:17. Satan heard God say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And from that point on, he's trying to get Jesus to go as the Son of God rather than as a man. Because Adam lost it as a man in the garden. So Jesus came back in the garden. All right? So we must be on guard, because many people have coveted religious positions that they think are important. Some seek positions that they perceive as important in our religious settings, such as pastors, ministers, deacons, Bible teachers, or trustees. Be careful not to yield your soul to the devil, seeking religious positions because you do not know who you are. As Satan tried to get Jesus to prove that he was the Messiah, he will try to get you to question your status as a child of God. Please do not fall for his tricks. Do not perpetuate arrogance that separates us from the kingdom of God. All of God's children are important to him. Positions do not make one of us better than the other. We shall worship and serve God only, not our positions. Third, the devil took Jesus up on an exceedingly high mountain, showing him all the kingdom of the world and their glory. He said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." The devil was seeking worship from Jesus. Jesus answered the devil, saying, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." The scripture that Jesus quoted is found in Deuteronomy 6:13. The third temptation involved worshiping the devil or the pride of life. How many times has the devil revealed desirable things in this life that lead to worship of him? Worshiping things other than God can lead us to arrogance, ostentatious, pride in self, presumption, and boasting. Pride leads us to worldly wish wisdom rather than the wisdom of God. Jesus came into the world to war against Satan's counter kingdom. One of the significant battles in that war was Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. We can learn from this fight how to resist the devil. One of the things that we learn regarding Jesus' temptation in the wilderness is that God likes baseball, three strikes and you out. You all know I was a baseball player, right? The tempter spoke three temptations to Jesus, and Jesus quoted three passages of scripture to the tempter. When the tempter could not take it anymore, he left. That shows us the authority of the Word of God carries when we use it properly. When Jesus said, "It is written," we should know where it is written. Scripture teaches us that we need to have a Bible study with the tempter when we are tempted. Jesus actually opened the Bible with the tempter. When tempted, use scripture against the tempter, telling him the word of God. Jesus defeated Satan in every temptation area, showing us that we can do the same if we remember that God's scripture defeats Satan. Jesus' final victory over the tempter was at the cross of Calvary. Jesus died for the sins of the world and rose again early on Sunday morning with all authority and power. He defeated Satan and got the keys to the kingdom for us. All power and authority are in the name of Jesus. God's word from 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us that he is faithful who will not suffer us to be tempted above that we are able to bear it. He will provide an escape path for us when we are tempted. Thank you.